rozhodl jsem se pod ty soud. Nechtěj mě nechat, mě odpočinout.
That's the sound of MiG-21, who are pretty famous here in the Czech Republic, but might well leave you asking, hmm? But that might not be the situation for that much longer, though, with the Czech Republic discussing plans for a music export office to raise the profile of Czech pop abroad. If it goes ahead with the plans, the Czech Republic will join the ranks of Finland, Denmark, Sweden and France, who all already have such government-funded offices to promote their musicians in other markets. Who better to fill me in on the situation than the woman behind the Czech Export Office? Earlier today, I spoke to Monika Klementová, who explained what the purpose of such an organisation would be.
What the Export Office should do is to promote Czech music outside of Czech Republic, of course, and try to present the Czech bands and artists outside of Czech Republic. Also, that would be great to create such a database with all the music professionals, let's say, and to find actually the funds from European Union.
Up till now, maybe Czech music has found it slightly more difficult abroad and hasn't had such big success abroad, and maybe this office could change that, but don't you think that Czech music abroad maybe doesn't enjoy such great popularity because it's sung in this language that very, very few people in the world actually will ever understand?
Okay. Actually, I don't think so. I don't think it has anything to do with the language, because it's not only Czechs who might have this problem. What about Hungarians, for example? So I don't think that this is the case. That it's more about the music. So it's really, if you ask some international, I don't know, festivals or clubs, and ask them what they are looking for, what they would be willing to promote and give the chance to have a live performance at their place, they always say, it's not about the language, it's about the music, it's about the creativity, something unusual, something what it's coming from the roots of the country, but it's in a new style or modern style.
It's been written that some record companies perhaps aren't so for this idea. And why do you think that maybe this hasn't gained the support yet of lots of the major record labels in this country?
It's a bit difficult because the major labels are trying to promote and trying to push, let's say, on the market the hits, the most selling, the mainstream things. So the Czech Export Office might support more the talents as well and something new coming on the market, which might be difficult to promote by the major labels. Also, the major labels are working on their own market. Let's say here you have four or five major labels working just within the Czech Republic. So for them, it's really not, there is no intention for them to promote it outside, because there are branches in all countries, let's say, or majority of the countries.
That was Monika Klementová, who I spoke to earlier today.